Keep the Lady America tonight. Each and every show, as you know, we tee it up with fine folks from Talk Radio News. We have the Grand Dame with us now. I just broke the news to her that Hurricane Isaac could be headed to Tampa when we're all at the Republican National Convention. Cross your fingers that that doesn't happen. Ellen, I'm just saying, just in case, though, bring an umbrella, okay?
I will.
I will.
But the umbrellas can't have those long spikes on them in order to get through. They just have to have those regular.
Right, because then have you ever had an umbrella, especially, you know, you live in the East, blow inside out when you're walking down the street?
Right.
Oh, that's the worst. Oh, I wish, Congressman Aiken wishes that he only had to worry about his umbrella not working correctly. Of course, all the attention focused on what he said the other day about abortion and legitimate rape and all that stuff. And he announced that he's going to stay in the race. What's the reaction to that?
Well, the reaction, of course, the Democrats are happy. The Republicans are not very happy, although there was a survey done yesterday of 500 likely voters in Missouri, and it was 43-44, with Aiken actually beating out Claire McCaskill by one percentage point. Well, the issue is that, yes, okay, so if you add 43 and 44, what do you get? You get 87, and that means there's 13 percentage points of people who are not committed. And what's going to happen there?
Right. Which way do they go? Yeah.
Right.
And we've got listeners from Missouri, and it's been a mixed bag. A lot saying no way. Even many that are Republicans saying they can't. There's just no way they, in good conscience, can go for him. And others saying, hey, he rectified his mistake. He really made a mistake. So it'll be interesting to see. I think even there, they're taking polls, and it is pretty close. Very, very close. And especially as you mentioned, that 14 is a very big number.
And of course, the Republicans will get a bounce from the convention. There's no way they won't.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of campaigning and whatnot, on the trail, Obama in Reno and, of course, in Ohio, too, talking to students and talking about student loans and saying that Romney and Ryan, that ticket, they want you to ask your parents for the money, and hopefully they have it, saying that, you know, they're not about getting an education for all of you. That was something to that effect is what Obama was saying today. So he's going to really push the student loan thing, right?
He's very much going to push the student loan thing. In fact, if you go to the Obama site, you can calculate and actually see what you have paid, how much the Obama administration has actually saved you money and intends to save people money.
Mm. All right, so that's just one theme. Obviously, the other thing we know is the big stuff is always the jobs. The other thing that's interesting in watching the numbers, because I'm like the poll princess, I can't help myself, but you said another one came out today that I wasn't even aware of yet, and it has Obama ahead, but just by a small percent, right?
Well, it actually has him ahead by about 4%, but what is interesting is that Romney gained 2% on him.
Wow. So
in the last month.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but don't forget, Romney's people are raising an incredible amount of money.
Yeah. Do you think this is going to be one of the closest elections that you've seen in a long time since you've covered politics?
I think they're often between 1 and 2 percentage points. So, yes and no.
Yeah. Yes
you
and
know,
no.
It's hard to know. I mean, is it going to be, look, if it's in 2 percentage points, yes, it's close, but it's not necessarily all that close.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Ellen Radner.
Votes in Florida was a small.
Was small.
That was a close election.
Yeah, that was a close election. That was a game changer, no doubt about that. Ellen, stay dry, and we'll see you at the convention.
You got it.
All right, and talking about what could possibly happen at the Republican convention, they say timing is everything, right? So this tropical storm Isaac could end up being a full-blown hurricane. And the question becomes, as I was teasing Ellen about it there, really, how much of a possibility is this? And looking at the weather maps, you know, it shows over the Atlantic Ocean, certainly that there is a storm there. But what kind of storm? I mean, how full-blown what can this be? You know, it's been about 90 years or so, they say, since a major hurricane made a direct hit, the eye of the hurricane, on Tampa. the last bad damage to the West Coast, if you remember, was a thing called Hurricane Charlie. I remember that. I was on the air talking about it. It was a Category 4. There, it was like 150-mile-an-hour winds. And that was back in 2004. Still nothing like Hurricane Andrew that slammed into Miami in the late 90s. Will this be the exception? Can you imagine what that would be like, the amount of people that you have crawling around Tampa at convention time between media and delegates and party people, you know, the GOP, all of the strategists and whatever, and the candidates themselves? You have 70,000 delegates, journalists, all that. You put them all in the same pot. So that many people at least, and this is the big moment, the crowning moment, if you're Mitt Romney. This is the nomination for the governor, the former governor of Massachusetts for president, and Paul Ryan, the congressman from Wisconsin, the VP, spotlight squarely on him. You know, they even did, and this is typical in a lot of Florida places, but they even did, they say, a mock hurricane drill way back in May, just in case, planning for the convention, there was this kind of a scenario. What would you do with all those people if you have something that's like a Category 3? So you'd be talking about winds that are at least over 100-mile-an-hour winds, if that happens. So historically, Tampa is not usually the place that's hit, but Florida certainly has been a target many, 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 many times. And this storm and the timing of it, this is, you know, actually thinking back in my head, I think this is the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Andrew, which was terrible, devastating. And this thing had teeth that you wouldn't believe. 26 people died, terrible amount of damage. You see the old footage of it. It was actually in the early 90s. It was 92 when it hit. And I just saw some stuff from Andrew the other day. I was looking at some of the photographs from it, and it was unbelievable. They were telling people who had heard about hurricanes before, you know, get out and batten hatches and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of people weren't taking it seriously because they were hurricane weary. They had heard the threats before and had packed up and left, and they weren't going to do it this time. And so that caused a lot of problems. It's almost amazing that there were just 26 people killed and there weren't more, because there were so many cars and traffic jams and people who tried to stay put and had their house pretty much fall on their heads, and they somehow survived it. So what will this tropical storm be like? Will it turn into a full-blown hurricane? Since we're going to be in Tampa, I am certainly hoping that is not the case. It just means we have to bring extra things like rain gear in case we have to weather this storm. Oh, the late night comedians would have a field day with the Republicans and the storm. The jokes, you can almost write themselves, but it would be no joke if this was a serious, serious storm. Storm of a different sort is brewing over Missouri. And on one congressman's head, he says he's staying in the race. That's coming up on the flip side, along with some specifics on the polls that have Obama slightly ahead of Romney. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
That was the chance that the president heard when he was in Reno during the day on Tuesday. A lot of support from some younger people. As Ellen Ratner mentioned at the top of the show, student loans and the press to reduce interest rates to keep things so that the middle class can still keep sending their kids to school. That's part of what the president is going to talk about, I think, the rest of the way, that, hey, the other guys are going to make you pay through the nose, young people. Just so you know, when you're going to school and you look at the prices and what you've got to pay already, be prepared to get snookered even more if you vote for Romney and Ryan. Coming up the rest of this hour, we're going to talk more about that. And also, we will talk with our man in Hollywood, Stephen Showhead, about a couple of things. Phyllis Diller, the ultimate glass ceiling breaker chick who did stand-up comedy all over the place and opened the doors for a lot of female comics, died the other day at the age of 95. And also the death of Tony Scott, the director who was part of 50 movies or more, who leapt to his death over the weekend. And there are all kinds of rumors out that he had inoperable brain cancer, but then there's just as many things out there saying that, oh, no, that's not true. Regardless, the reports pretty much are saying we're investigating, we're looking into it, all that kind of stuff. And people are coming forward in Hollywood and talking about what a great guy he is and how sad it is and how awful for his family and that kind of stuff. You can bet that his funeral service will be jam-packed with the who's who of Hollywood, because he worked with a lot of very famous people, was definitely well-liked by any of the stuff that I ever read about this guy in his movies, and of course his brother Ridley Scott. So we'll talk to Stephen about those things and maybe mix in a few other things too as well while we're at it. The latest poll, and there's a couple of different polls. One was the Wall Street poll that Ellen mentioned, and the fact that the president in that one, if you hear the chance of four more years, has, you know, a 4-point lead in it. And we're going to see, I think, some of the polls shuffle a little bit back and forth. Because another poll came out that showed that Paul Ryan, the congressman from Wisconsin, actually gave Romney the lead in Wisconsin, and the lead was pretty big. I saw the lead at 7 points, and, you know, there's probably 60 polls that are done from the serious ones and the names that you know, like Rasmussen and Gallup and any of the big networks that pony up with other organizations. And then there's some that you haven't heard of. In this poll, the poll was done by the Democratic leaning public policy polling. That's the group, right? And it shows that Romney leads President Obama 48% to 47% in Wisconsin, pretty much identical to what Rasmussen polled last week. Obama won Wisconsin by 14 points in 2008, and he has led in the state polls, but now has seen that lead just evaporate overnight in the 2 weeks since Mitt Romney announced that Congressman Ryan was going to be his running mate, was going to be on the undercard. So the poll showed that Republican voters have really rallied behind this ticket, with 93% saying, yep, I'm going to vote Republican. And Wisconsin independents are shifting away from the president, surprisingly, too. Because I say surprisingly because you start to read some of the stuff that's coming out of Wisconsin, and they make you think that, oh, look what happened with Scott Walker, the governor, and, you know, we're sick of this. I'm a teacher. We're in these unions. We got screwed over, and no way are we voting Republican. But I'd say that's a huge leap, a 4-point lead, independents, 4-point lead with them after, you know, this is Obama. 4-point lead after having a 14-point lead last month. That is more than dwindling. I mean, that's crazy how that flipped around. And when Ryan was picked, remember, that was kind of what I was saying. If Romney's smart, he picks somebody that might be able to deliver a state. So he could deliver Wisconsin. And some say, hey, maybe Ohio. Ohio's on the bubble. This could be one that shifts in the direction of Mitt Romney. And you think of the totals and what you need for electoral votes, and boy, really, 270 is probably where it's at. At least, you know, at least up there in the 260-something. So, but I think it's going to be, would have to be 270 or probably more. So Obama is really hitting the younger people and the older people for now, and that the rally that you heard the people screaming the four more years, he really pleaded with young voters to come back and warned heavily that Mitt Romney doesn't think investing in your future is worth it, doesn't think that it's worth it, so that's not the way to go. And, you know, he says Romney makes his time as an investor in the private sector. That's the complete basis of his candidacy. And Obama also said, because he did two things, Nevada was one stop, and of course Ohio was the other, and he was out in Ohio speaking and talking about the same thing, student loans, where you're headed in the future, who's going to pay for it. And the plan is to visit college campuses in Ohio and in Reno. That was the whole idea on the day, to underscore one of the things that they're worried about in the reelection bid. How do you get young voters out? Even though the polls show that voters younger than 30 still favor Obama over Romney by some pretty big margins. But also, they say that younger voters are less likely to vote in November than they were 4 years ago. All right, speaking of voting and getting the vote out, how about this congressman, six times elected, and now going for the jugular to get Senator Claire McCaskill's seat over to the side of the Republicans? We all know about his comments now, the controversial comments on rape and with Mitt Romney and other party brokers, you know, the power people are just completely isolating him and telling him, in fact, please do not even go to the convention. He says, guess what, folks? I'm staying. Here he is in his own words.
Life is very much part of that whole thing. And that's the reason why we're going to continue, because I believe there is a cause here, and that there is a part of the message that's missing, and a lot of people feel left out. We believe that by taking this stand, that this is going to strengthen our country. It's going to strengthen, ultimately, the Republican Party, and I believe we can win this. It's not just the, quote, abortion issue. It's the whole significance of the idea that our Creator blessed us with the idea of life. And yet there's so many examples of Americans that it's not a philosophical kind of thing. It's the way they act.
So he can still decide that he wants to bow out, but it certainly doesn't look that way because he missed the Tuesday deadline. And he would have to get a court order and pay the cost of reprinting the ballots if that continues, because Tuesday was the last day he could come out without court intervention and then have to pay because he's going to be on there. So now there's not much the Republican Party can do about his decision to say, I'm staying in this. Sorry, folks. And you heard his comments there. He's not going to bow out. And what are the alternatives? So barring a write-in campaign by somebody else, some unknown third candidate, Aiken is the chief opponent to Senator Claire McCaskill on November 6th. And now that race has become an uphill battle for the Republicans. And they're saying, the Republican leaders are saying, you're not getting any of our support. We're not giving you any money. We don't want anything to do with it. We're not staying involved with this. Even some of those big conservative groups, they're saying it's a misguided campaign. It's not going to have support. It's not going to have the resources. So how is this possibly going to put Missouri in play? And Romney said it a couple of times. For the good of the party, it doesn't serve the national interest. Too much is at stake. It's too big and too important. The right thing to do is to step aside. Boy, there's pressure. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt, former Senators John Ashcroft, Kit Bond, John Danforth. I mean, the list goes on and on. He's in the wings. Stephen Showhead from Hollywood next.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In your phone was a GPS sat tracker. Pulses at 24 gigahertz.
I don't know what that means.
It's like a low jack, only two generations better than what the police have.
Then what does that mean?
You speak English?
Obviously not that well.
Kind of a jerk, aren't you?
That could be enemy of the state. They're testing my movie knowledge. That Matt Johnson, the GPS remark, kind of gives it away. Gene Hackman was brilliant in that movie, if I'm correct in it. Stephen Shohat might know even better than I would. He is the best storyteller in Hollywood, bar none. He's the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining stories about the stars, and legends of the movies. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, thanks.
Did you see Enemy of the State?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
It was a good movie.
Yeah. That was an entertaining movie, and it's very sad situation with Tony Scott and the director jumping off the bridge here in L.A., and they still don't know. He might have been suffering from brain cancer, but people are denying that. It's amazing. He had six projects being directed, that he was directing and producing at this point when he decided to do that. So, you know, obviously something was going on that people don't know about.
Yeah, sad story. And I know that, as you say, that people are talking about what really happened there, and they don't know because there's conflicting reports as to whether or not he had this, you know, terminal brain cancer or
right.
It was something else. I can only imagine, you know, he has a family, and so that's got to be rough. And, of course, from what I understand, is people really seem to like this guy, Stephen, because they did well in his movies. A lot of famous movie stars did really well with his projects.
Yeah, I think he's generally more liked Obviously he was kind of in the shadow of his brother a little bit. Was his brother Ridley advised him to get it, to start directing movies, because he said you'll have a Ferrari in a year if you do it. And he did have a great love of racing cars, and he was, I mean, people are tweeting very wonderful positive things about working with him.
Yeah, I heard that from somebody who worked as somebody in lighting on one of his early pictures, that he just was terrific to the crew and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, obviously there's going to be comparisons, and I think we talked about with the movie Blade Runner before, Ridley Scott, I mean, he didn't always get along, hasn't always gotten along with his film crews. I mean, on the crew of Blade Runner, the crew had T-shirts made up that said, Will Rogers never met Ridley Scott. So obviously, Tony, just by being a little bit nicer, is probably going to look good in comparison to Ridley's reputation. Although I think the cast of Prometheus enjoyed working with Ridley, it seems like, so maybe he's softening up a little bit.
Yeah, let's change gears here for a second, because somebody else died in Hollywood, too, that was the ultimate, I think, glass ceiling breaker when it comes to funny ladies. She was out there doing the stand-up and whatnot. Phyllis Diller dies at the age of 95, and she was really, really revered by female comics, wasn't she?
Yeah, she absolutely was, and she is the... the housewife made good story. She was in a horrible situation. Her husband Sherwood had like 18 jobs in 2 years. He just couldn't hold a job. He'd always fight with his bosses, and she didn't like, they had 5 children. They were living in a housing settlement, but she always stayed positive and funny and used to entertain other housewives at the laundromat. And it was Sherwood who pushed her into going into show business. She was able to laugh about it years later, but her first appearance on stage was at the Presidio in San Francisco, and it was put together by the Red Cross, and she said there were only 4 people in the audience. It was 4 wounded soldiers, and they were all lying in bed and watching me. And she said that she told some bad jokes, and she sang some songs, and she said one of them went back to sleep, one of them threw up, and the other 2 reenlisted. But she had some very interesting philosophies about things. She believed that you shouldn't tell people about your dreams, because she thought that people would discourage you, or at least would discourage her. So she said, keep quiet about everything. And she read this book called The Magic of Believing, and it really helped her go forward, even though she, like a lot of comics, went through a ton of rejection. And over time, she developed things. That laugh, that was her real laugh. And first she used it because she was nervous going out on stage. I mean, the hairdo, the dress, she created the character of Fang, who was totally fictional, her husband, because she really wasn't living like a housewife, because she had to have the kids, her 5 children, eventually 6 children, live in foster homes in order to pursue her career. So she made sacrifices. They had to make sacrifices, but it did all pay off. And Jack Parr, the talk show host who preceded Johnny Carson, really loved her and had her on the show regularly.
Yeah, and she, so she was, talking about her being the housewife. Was she funny because to people and to men, because she was the first person to do that, that there were funny things in everyday life and she could turn it around and make fun of her husband and whatnot?
Yeah, well, she was among them. I mean, obviously there were female comics before her, but yeah, she definitely had that, plus the outlandish outfits, plus the delivery, plus Joan Rivers writing for her, plus always staying topical. One of the things she pointed out was that because Fang was a fictional character, that her real relationships didn't figure into the comic presentation. And she said, other comedians that mentioned their husband, was their husband passed on or the marriage ends or something like that, then it doesn't work out so well for them. So she worked very, very hard on material all the time and was constantly writing new jokes, and also appeared on television shows like Match Game and Password, and also was by almost every account as just a super duper nice lady who didn't put on airs and I read one thing that said she was self-deprecating but she was never self-loathing.
True, very, very, very true, I would say, in the snippets and the little bit that I saw from her. I think of her as, you talk about the shows that she was on and stuff, but did she just kill herself on the road? Was she out there all the time working on stuff?
Yeah, I mean, she said later on, she had a heart attack a few years back, and she said that she didn't miss the road. I mean, she missed the 1 hour on stage that she performed, but as far as the traveling went, she didn't miss that. I mean, it's brutal.
Yeah.
But obviously she enjoyed the moment when you're out there with the audience, but that's one reason why she did so much voiceover work. Movies like A Bug's Life. In fact, she was at one point going to be the spokeswoman for Apple Computers because Steve Jobs liked her performance in A Bug's Life. And the problem she had was that she couldn't stop when she was delivering the lines. They wanted like a subtle performance, soft spoken, like poetry, and she kept screeching them, and they would say, well, please try it again and tone it down, and she was simply unable to do that. I mean, she just was full force all the time when she was on stage and performing. So that one she didn't get to do, but obviously she got to do a lot of voiceover work, and also on shows like Boston Legal, showing up and doing a scene with William Shatner, playing herself and hinting that they had a wild love affair and things like that. I mean, she just constantly made fun of herself and constantly was not hurt if things were said about her physical appearance, although she did also have a lot of facelifts and was very candid in admitting that when a lot of people wouldn't.
Yeah, there you go. That's so true, isn't it? Do you think she we talked about that she obviously influenced female comics and whatnot. Have things changed, do you think, Stephen, for females in comedy? Because I heard it's still pretty rough on the road. There'd be like one female comic to however many men actually take the stage in Cincinnati or in New Jersey or wherever they're performing.
That's a good question. I don't know about barriers keeping people out or if it's less people, less females interested in doing that. I probably would have to research that a little more before I really, really answer that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Phyllis Diller, you look at her and she felt that her comedy came out of not feeling beautiful, that she felt it was the way that she had to get attention. So I don't know if that psychology applies to all women, but in her case, I don't know if women choose between being funny and emphasizing their looks, if that's an issue in that career pursuit.
Yeah.
But it was for her.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Stephen Shohat, again, terrific stuff as always. Pick up the book, Hollywood Stories, short entertaining stories about the stars and legends of the movies. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it.
All right, so you heard Stephen there mentioning about Tony Scott and just how sad that is. I mean, really, if you just Google the guy's name, you see how many movies and television projects that he touched and was involved in. So you can imagine how devastated a lot of people in Hollywood actually are. Stay with us, Odds and Ends on the flip side.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Question everybody's asking, if we kick it back to politics to top odds and ends for a second, and the question is simple. Should Congressman Aiken step away from the Missouri Senate race over the comments he made, the legitimate rape comments that were so controversial from everybody's lips? Get out of the race. And especially when the party says to you, hey, we're not there for you, buddy. You're not getting any money, no commercials, no support, brother. You're not getting anything from us. So we hope the people in Missouri like what you've done in the past, think that you just misspoke, and you get a chance to beat Claire McCaskill. Because there's also concerns if he wins, does he become the laughingstock guy still? Because these comments were so stinging. Do they stick to him so much that he doesn't get a chance to move away from them? Or, you know, what happens here? They definitely don't want him at the convention, I can tell you that. And you saw you heard me say about the statement that came out from, you know, Roy Blunt and Ashcroft and Kit Bond, people that are huge in Missouri politics or were at one point and still have some sway. A lot of Missourians telling him just, you know, step out, get out of the Senate race. And just even everyday people are saying the same thing to him. Democrats can certainly exploit his comments. It's obvious. And jump on this decision to actually stay in it. So he's made it tough. He's made it tough for the Republicans. And he didn't do it at the end of Tuesday. So that says to me, and he said it himself, we let you hear it, he's staying in this thing, and I think he means it. He's playing for real. I don't see this changing in any way. I wanted to give you an update on something, and because you might hear me occasionally swatting at mosquitoes in the studio. I hope they don't have West Nile. Hopefully not too often. You know, I joke about this, but it is so serious. Dallas is ground zero for West Nile virus, but across the country in 34-plus states, there are other cases, human cases of West Nile being reported. And, you know, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, always lags behind. By the time they get the cases and do all the reporting and all that stuff, they're always behind, so it could be much worse even than we think. And that's not good news. You have the stagnant water, the hot conditions, and it's just ripe for West Nile to explode. And I think I said this on the air. You know, you kind of take it, that's something that happens to other people, doesn't it? That doesn't happen to me. That's not going to happen to any of you listening to me in the great state of Kentucky or Connecticut or someplace else. That's going to happen to you, right? And then you hear stories about people who thought the same thing, and lo and behold, they got stung by West Nile when they least expected it. I mean, it's so serious. They're talking about, listen, when you go out, do not go out at dusk. And if you go out, wear long sleeves. Make sure you cover yourself in DEET, you know, some kind of repellent, mosquito repellent that has DEET in it, if you're going to be out anywhere. And so I think at least through August and maybe September for a lot of people, they're avoiding hanging out at the picnic tables and stuff during those key times, because it's very chilling when you read about some 14-year-old girl who is having trouble moving, who barely made it through the night and had to be rushed to the hospital, or a story about a 73-year-old man who was seemingly pretty healthy and somehow was stung, you know, hit by a mosquito, and the next thing you know, not thinking about it, like all of us just swatting him away, you get the little red bump or whatever. Next thing you know, he's in the hospital, is having a lot of problems, in neurological problems, and within 2 weeks, he dies. One day he's out gardening, he's fine, the next day, boom, because of West Nile. So it's that serious. It's that serious that I think more people are taking it that way, and so they're at least doing the bug spray thing and trying to cover up, you know, whenever they can. The idea that you think of where stagnant water is, you think of lakes that aren't moving and rivers and that kind of thing, and so it's pretty obvious where it would be dangerous, where it could happen in some of the more foresty kind of areas. And anyway, that's what I'm trying to avoid. My intern, Mahalo, the wonder dog, he's only getting walks in places where there's not going to be any mosquitoes. Like, hey, look, no cars are coming. Let's run down this highway together. I think you'll be okay. So be careful out there. If you want to see what the statistics are, they keep changing. You go to the CDC website. But so far, there have been way too many deaths, over 26, and over 700 cases have been reported, not just in Texas, but across the country, others that have been reported. And some people who are trying to still survive it, they're fighting it off. But that's why I say it can change, like, you know, almost overnight. Speaking of changing overnight, here's something that is definitely a fluid situation. And the fluid situation that I'm talking about is what's going on with Israel, and Israel at the ready to, if they have to, get ready to to get rid of or take a shot at Iran, and Iran threatening that, okay, we have missiles that can pop at you at any second. So because we've got this presidential race going on, and the House seats are up for grabs, and a chunk of the Senate seats, the focus temporarily has gone off of, in this world situation, has gone off of Iran and Israel. But Israel is priming the pump. I've thought for a long time that Benjamin Netanyahu was itching to do something to stay ahead of what Iran's doing. And especially now because they've unveiled this upgraded missile as a blowback to Israel to say, hey, listen, while the Americans are sorting out their politics, just so you know, we've got a better missile. We want to show you what it looks like. Let's tweet a picture around the world so you get an idea of this short-range surface-to-surface baby that can knock you to a next week. And this all comes because you've got the fact that it leaked out that a top Israeli national security advisor met with an influential power broker, prominent rabbi, trying to persuade him to want to attack on Iran, on the nuclear program. And I'd say the tensions are more than high on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most. I'm going to call it a 10. And then guess what? The question becomes, if something escalates here for real, and it's more than tweeting pictures and showing, I'll show you my missile, you've shown me yours, I hear you're talking to the influential rabbi, well, we've got our two big guys who are saying go for it, meaning the Ayatollah and, of course, Ahmadinejad. So something could give here. I mean, this string could snap in an instant, and just like that, everything topples in the Middle East because Iran is a huge player. Obviously, Israel is a huge player. And then you have everything in between. Can you imagine what the sandbox would look like? And how involved would the U.S. be? How involved do you want the U.S. to be if this happens? Because the time for talk is so over. It is so over for Israel. They don't want anything to do with, okay, let's see if we can try to work it out. When every chance he gets, Ahmadinejad talks about how the Holocaust is just a joke and will take lots of digs at Israel. So we're on the ready. We know something's definitely going to happen, I think, before the election. It would be miraculous if it happens after that November 6th date, but I think we're going to see it sooner probably rather than later.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
He can take the endorsement and shove it.
You just don't get it, Leah. You don't.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.